When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm your host, Eric Steven. It is Friday, September 16th, and I have a Dodgers rewind for you today to end the week. Let's learn about Greg Shanahan, a pitcher for the Dodgers for 2 years in the 1970s. I try to go in as blind as possible when figuring out who to do Dodgers rewinds on. Sometimes there's a theme, sometimes there's not. I don't remember exactly what I was searching for on Baseball Reference, but as you do, going through various stats or something will come up, and I noticed the name Greg Shanahan, which I don't remember seeing before. So I looked him up and seemed pretty interesting. So that's sort of the best way to do these, I think. The Dodgers drafted Greg Shanahan. He's a right-handed pitcher. Out of Humboldt State University in the 33rd round in 1970. He was a reasonably high strikeout pitcher in the minors. He threw mostly a fastball and a palm ball. In his first two minor league seasons, he struck out 182 and 187. Now, this is the early 70s. He wasn't, blazing or anything, but in 1973, he did lead AAA. He did lead the PCL with 160 strikeouts. Seems like a low total, but also that's a crazy offensive environment. He walked 90 in 198 innings that year too. Had a 4.45 ERA. But you have to remember, Albuquerque is one of the most offensive-friendly environments possible in the sport. So, sort of take that with a grain of salt. But anyway, that year he did get called up for the first time. The call up. His first call-up came in August. He didn't pitch in that first stint. He was up for, I believe, 4 days, and then he was sent back down. And it sounds like the Dodgers wanted to keep him a little bit longer, but they sort of made some sort of error. This is Greg Shanahan sort of describing what happened to the Eureka Time Standard. Shanahan's hometown is Eureka, near where Humboldt State is in California. And he said the Dodgers wanted to send Charlie Huff down to AAA, but he was out of options, so they optioned Shanahan instead. And in the paper, Shanahan said someone goofed up in the office. And, obviously you can't read tone or anything into this, and especially for a 49-year-old article, but that's it's hard seeing something like that happening today, or you never know. But anyway, the Dodgers did tell Shanahan when they sent him down, they said, look, we're going to bring you back in September. Don't worry about it. And he was brought back in September. He made his debut on September 4th. He faced the Giants at Candlestick Park. It was the bottom of the eighth. The Dodgers trailed the Giants 3-0. Shanahan retired all three batters he faced in the inning, which was good for him. Including the second batter of the inning was Willie McCovey, and he struck him out. That was the first career strikeout for Shanahan. So, not a bad debut. That's a admittedly very brief info to Greg Shanahan, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the rest of his career after the break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Greg Shanahan pitched scoreless outings in each of his first three major league games in 1973, including one game that was 3 2/3 innings against the Reds in Cincinnati on September 12th. He ended that first year in the majors with a 3.45 ERA in seven games. He struck out 11 and he walked 4 in 15 2/3 innings, so pretty good showing for his first time up. He did allow two home runs, but he was most pleased with the home run he did not allow. In September 26th in Atlanta, his penultimate game of the year, it was the final week of the season. Al Downing started the game for the Dodgers and allowed four early runs. He was chased with two outs in the second inning. They brought in Shanahan with two outs and two runners on, and he got Davey Johnson to pop out in foul territory to sort of prevent further damage. The Braves did get to Shanahan in the third inning. He allowed four hits in the inning, three singles and a double, and two runs came in. But he also had to face Henry Aaron with two outs and runners on the corners. Now, keep in mind, Henry Aaron, was 39, but he also hit 39 home runs. More importantly, he was sitting on 712 home runs, which was too shy of Babe Ruth's all-time record. This was game 160 in the season for both teams, so each team had two games left after this game. So there was a lot of talk about whether Aaron was going to get the record that year or possibly wait until next year to get it. But this was Shanahan's recollection after the game, again from his hometown paper, the Eureka Times Standard. Quote, "The guys in the bullpen told me if you throw a fastball, he'll crush it. If you miss the inside corner, he'll crush it." So Shanahan quickly fell behind 3-0. He got a called strike on the outside corner, so it's 3-1. And this is his 3-1 pitch, again, from Shanahan. Quote, "I got one down the middle, and he crushed it. Fortunately, it was right at the right fielder, but from all the oohs and ahs from the stands, the fans apparently thought it was going to be home run number 713. So Aaron would hit number 713 in his next game. He ended the season with 713, one shy of Babe Ruth, and then obviously broke the record the next April off of Al Downing, who started this game for the Dodgers. So I didn't know about this situation, and it's a home run that didn't happen. So without sort of researching this, I would never have found it, so I'm glad I did. But anyway, on the final day of the 1973 season, well, let's get to the real reason why I chose Greg Shanahan. It's not true. It's just a coincidence. But Shanahan recorded a four-inning save, which obviously makes him unimpeachable in my eyes. It's the greatest accomplishment you can do on a baseball field, I think. 1974, he spent most of the year in the minors in Albuquerque again. Struggled a bit. He did pitch four games for the Dodgers, two each in August and September. had a 3.86 ERA in seven innings, more walks than strikeouts, though. That was actually it for Shanahan's time in the majors. You have to remember, though, this was like a different time for pitcher usage. The Dodgers in 1973 only used 14 pitchers all year. And, like, if you look at the ones they did use, they really only used, like, 10. And they had just a few stragglers at the end. Like, Shanahan was 11th on the team with 15 and two-thirds innings. In 1974, they only used 13 pitchers, and then Shanahan was 11th with 7 innings pitched. Rick Rodin, a previous Dodgers rewind just last week, had 9 innings that year. He was 10th. So, yeah, it was hard cracking a major league staff, you know, back then, especially because teams don't use 30-plus pitchers like they do nowadays. But while in college at Humboldt State, Shanahan pitched 2 years for the Humboldt Crabs, a collegiate wood bat league. He was named to the Crabs Hall of Fame in 2012. Now, that team, the Humboldt Crabs, they sponsor, or at least are involved in, a team called the Humboldt All-Stars, a group of local and former college players that were sponsored by them. This is from Baseball Reference. Shanahan also helped out his old high school, St. Bernard's in Eureka. A 2022 article in Humboldt Sports described Shanahan as, quote, a legendary pitching coach who has been doing an incredible job at the school for more than 3 decades. So Shanahan now runs his own insurance agency in Eureka and obviously apparently still helping out when he can local baseball teams. It seems like someone who's made quite a mark on his hometown. I'm glad I now know about Greg Shanahan, and I hope you are too. Thank you for listening, everybody. Had a good week on the podcast. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good one, everybody.